This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 53.
This is intentional connection number 12, Ikigai.
This is a tool to help you know your identity and where you fit in the world.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live. Live life. See the good days. See the good days.
Your life
as a couple
is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you grow your unique connection.
Welcome into the Just Live podcast. This is episode number 53, and we are working with a tool called Ikigai as part of our intentional connection series. So glad you've joined us.
Now, the whole idea that you need to have in your head is this is intentional. To be connected well with your friends or as a couple, you've got to be intentional. This tool is one of those things that you're going to have to sit down and do it. This has helped us so much.
And so many others.
It comes from Japan. It's called Ikigai. And it's really helping you find out what is the path in your life. And we're going to work through today this diagram. If you're just listening, we're going to tell you step by step what to draw and what questions really to ask yourself.
So if you're just listening or if you're watching, I want to encourage you to make four circles that overlap each other with a circle in the middle. The circle in the middle that overlaps all of them, just write the word Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I. And it's a Japanese word that is this tool.
So four interlinking circles with Ikigai in the middle.
Right. So what is this? It is a tool to help you understand your identity and its four ripple effects.
Yeah.
So it helps you move your personality forward with this ancient Japanese tool. It enables you to uncover your passion, your profession, your calling, and your mission's impact. Who doesn't need help with that? So it's your identity and how it affects everything, especially in these four areas.
And some of you may be saying, I don't know what my passion is, or my profession, or my calling, or my mission. Great.
This
you're in
is
the right
help you.
Place. Well, one of our favorite verses comes from John 10, and it talks about Jesus is looking around, and he's seeing that religious has become something that's trapping people, yeah. That's bringing them into bondage. And he's saying, I have come that they may have
life.
And have it to the full. Ikigai is one of those tools that intentionally you sit down and you work through this together.
Yeah.
And you begin to say, I never knew that about you. But it begins to birth, like a seed, life into our life.
So this is a very foundational tool that we have used in many of our doozy courses, both within our Fully Alive Revolution and in our Seasons of Life Couples program. And we've also just used it in our life coaching experiences as well.
It's perfect in a great date or with a group of friends.
So when we think of these four circles, thank you for taking notes on this, or you can see the picture later and do this for yourself. You can make these four circles. There's a number of ways that you can take notes in it. You can take notes inside the circle if you have really small handwriting or you don't write much. That doesn't work for me.
It works for me perfectly.
I use it like a mind map. So I use the circles to be my headers, and then I mind map all around the different circles. It's up to you, but we encourage you to do this in the process of using and understanding your identity with this tool, Ikigai.
So the first circle that you're going to look at the very top is what you love. What do you love? There are things in your life that you just like, I love. I love music. I love jazz music. I love walks with Susie. I love my dog. You just heard him. He was scratching. You heard the little jingle there. I love that sound. There are things in this world that I really love. I love nature. I love kayaking. I love walking. I love traveling. I love cultures. What is it that you love? Take time to share that with your partner or with your friends.
Don't be limiting. This is a time where you can just brainstorm big. Ideally, you should come up with 10 to 20 things that you love. You love to do, you love to be in this environment, you love to eat. It could be in any area of things that you love. The second circle, this is more towards the 3 o'clock side of your four circles. This is what the world needs. I love this question. Sometimes it's a bit difficult for people, but this is a chance to unpack those things that move you. So God has wired each of us very uniquely with different passions and perspectives. And so you most likely will have something different that you see the world needs than somebody else. Now, if you're doing this as a couple, we would encourage you to do it as individuals and then do a couple ikigai, combining the things that you have unified. But the second area on our screen here, it's yellow, what the world needs. So what does the world need? I think the world needs love. The world needs affirmation. We've been in many places where people need food, shelter, education. What else does the world need? Maybe they need some justice. So you might be thinking government. You might be thinking politics. I don't know. Whatever you see the world needs, that's what you're going to put in that area. Now, you might not come up with it as many as 10 in this area, but at least shoot for 5 in this area. What do you think the world needs? If you only have 2, dig deeper. Watch yourself a little more closely in the coming days and come up with other things that you say like, oh, that person needs that. That group of people needs that. What do you think the world needs?
Chemical-free, calorie-free ice cream.
Okay, wow.
Maybe.
Dan is thinking about ice cream,
so if you're
obviously
writing these circles, the top one, like at the 12 o'clock, is what do I love? The one at the 3 o'clock is what the world needs. And then we move down into that 6 o'clock place at the very bottom. And it's what are you paid or valued for?
There you go.
What are you paid or valued for?
We have this green on our screen if you're just listening, but you can do any color you like or black and white.
So you should know that. You should know what you are valued for. Maybe you're a singer and you're valued for that. Maybe you're funny. Maybe you're great with numbers. Maybe those things you don't get paid for, you're just valued for those. Maybe you get paid because you are really great strategically, making sure box A ends up at house B. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. And that's going to be different for each person that's doing this. But you need to recognize what is it that you are paid or valued for.
In this category, it could also be things like you are valued for being a great listener, or you're really good with hospitality, or you're great at delivering people to appointments, for example, like you drive them or you make sure, or maybe you're really good at organizing. And if you're not quite sure what to put in this area, you might want to say, think back to in your life, what did people say, thank you for doing this for me? That made such a difference for me.
Or it's always so special when you do that for me.
Yeah,
that kind
so
of thing.
It might not be a paid profession, but it might just be something that you do well and people value you because you do that so well. You like it so well that you bring joy in that space as well.
Maybe it's just encouraging people.
Yeah.
Now we move into the fourth circle. That's the one over at the 9 o'clock
and
time.
And it's purplish blue on our screen.
What are you good at? Now, I know for some people, that's a hard question to answer. What am I good at? We wait for other people to tell us that. But you should have been listening over the last few years because people have said what you're good at. And hopefully deep down you're good at some things because God doesn't make junk. He's made you very, very good. So as you're sitting around in this date or this friendship time,
help each other
begin
know.
Begin to brag on yourself a little bit because there are some things that you're really good at. God created you with that so you can show up and make this world better.
We would prefer for that to say, what are you great at? Because you probably are, but many people are like, oh no, can't write that. So we put it back to good. And if you want to say great because you're able to do that, that's awesome. These are things that you have talent for. This could be something that you're naturally gifted at, or it could also be a skill that you've developed over time and you're quite good at it. So I'm good at talking, you might have noticed. I'm also good at bringing unity to a group of people. So I love to build community and bring people together. I love I'm very good also at helping people figure out their identity. This Ikigai tool is a really good one for that. I'm good at walking the journey with young women, young and older women, and helping them in whatever age and stage they are in life to be able to do it. I'm really good at making rhubarb, raspberry crumble. Amazing. This is the latest and greatest. I'm good at lasagna, though I haven't made that in a long time. I'm also very good at making apple pie, and I'm good at being a Lolly to our two grandsons. So Lolly and Pop, that's our grandparents' name.
So take a few minutes.
What are you good at?
And tell each other what you're good at and write those things down. So we've gone around the circle. What do you love? What the world needs? What are you paid or valued for? And what are you good at? You should have a list started or fill in those circles about you, and you should be sharing those with others.
All right. So as you go through, maybe you want to work on it on your own, and then talk to a good friend, talk to your spouse, talk to a workmate who maybe knows you quite well, and be vulnerable and say, this is what I found. Would you like to add anything else to it?
But this is the great thing about doing it with two or three or four.
Yeah.
Many times you can't answer some of these questions and they can answer it for you.
They can answer it easily.
Don't do it beforehand. Wait till you're with them and let them start feeding into the process. Now, there's four more words that you need to recognize as we go through. One is between what you love and what the world needs. In that space, when those two questions come together, you find your mission.
What is your mission?
The mission is that what I love and what the world needs.
All right, the next overlapping circle, so this is about 4:30-ish on our clock scale, the overlapping of what the world needs and what I'm paid or valued for. This is your calling. Mm. So this is like maybe what you should do. Look, this is what the world needs and this is what you're good at, and especially when they match up, this is your calling. This is what you should do.
Now there's a space between what you're paid or valued for and what you're good at. Hopefully that's your profession. That is what you can spend your time. I love going to work because I am between what I'm paid and valued for and what I'm really good at. So that's your profession space.
And then the fourth space, overlapping space, about 10 o'clock, pointing towards 10 o'clock or 9:35 or something
like
that.
On your analog clock.
Between what you're good at and what you love is your passion. Now, this is something that Dan and I, we have developed a course. We are coaches for this, as well as helping you understand what your passion is, what you really love to do. And it's a three-parter. We help you form a statement in a course that we have called Passionality Plus. There's three main word concepts.
This is yours, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is our being word, our desire word, and our strength word. And here's what my Passionality Plus is. Ikigai was a foundational tool to help me figure out my passionality statement. It is, I influence potential through connections. Mm. So a word that describes my being is I influence.
If you ever met Susie, you know she's influenced you towards something.
I hope it's a good thing. That is my desire. My desire as I influence is to see the potential in you grow, that you have capacity for more, and I can see that, and I want to help you grow that. And what is my strength? Connections. I am a connections genius.
You are.
So that's something that I'm good at, that I love to do, that I'm valued for, and the world needs connections as well. So I use the connection myself to them to a tool, them to God, them to somebody else. It could be anything. This is my passionality statement.
So if you need help finding out what your passion is, we call it the passion-focused life, that you can focus your life because of your passion. Reach out to us. We would love to coach you into that. But back to the Ikigai. When you're in that place where you are answering these questions, where you're finding things like your calling and profession and passion and mission, there are some points in there that are really important for you to understand.
All right. So when you're in that space of what the world needs, between what you love and what you're paid or valued for, many times you can have excitement, but a sense of uncertainty. Mm. So if you're uncertain to what the world needs, pay attention and notice what you see what you notice, what you have perspective to see that the world needs so that you can have certainty.
Now, if you're stuck somewhere in that place of I'm just valued for what I do or whatever, it can be comfortable. It's nice to know you're needed, but there also can be a feeling of emptiness. So be aware, if you have a feeling of emptiness, you may just be in that place that is valuable, but not necessarily life-giving.
Yeah, and so you want to find the fullness so that you take more opportunities in that space. When we look on that 9 o'clock circle, what you're good at, you could have satisfaction, but a feeling of uselessness if you are not using what you're good at to impact the world and to have the ripple effects. And so you want to have satisfaction with being good at something, but you want to take opportunities and you want to be able to be used for what you're good at, not used in a bad sense, but you get to show up being and doing what you're good at.
And I want to take you to my happy space. My happy space is right up there with what do you love? I do a lot of things that I love, and it is a delight, and there's fulfillment, but sometimes there's not very much wealth in it. There's not a lot of income in there. So if you're finding yourself, I'm doing what I love, and yet there's no money here, it's probably because this is where you are in the Ikigai, and you need to look at how do you then turn it a little bit so you're paid and valued also for those things that you love.
So we've got these four circles, what you love, what the world needs, what you're paid, valued for, what you're good at. And they're kind of individual and they're out there, and hopefully you found a number of things for each of these around the circles. But the idea is to pull those circles into the middle and let them overlap more to be your Ikigai space. So if you can find those things that you noticed to be similar on all four of these circles, you might want to highlight them, circle them. And the idea is this is your Ikigai space. When you get to do what you love and it's what the world needs and you're paid or valued for it and you're good at it.
Wow.
And those all come together. This is your Ikigai space. And this is when God can use you the most with the ripple effects of you being you and making a difference in your world.
Have you ever felt that feeling? This is what I was created for. That's the Ikigai. That's that center space. And again, we would love to help you find that. If there's anything we can do to help you move forward, to coach you forward, to mentor you forward, we would love to release you to live fully alive as you do what you love. And as you see what the world needs, and you step into that, as you acknowledge, this is what I am paid or valued for, and this is what I'm good at.
Right, so squeeze those together, find those overlapping areas for you as an individual, for you as a friend group, especially for you as a couple, and may you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God.
My name's Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. This has been the Just Live podcast number 53. This is the intentional connection number 12, isn't it?
I think so.
The Ikigai. Thank you so much for joining us.